there. I am Veer Reynolds, and I am with Andrea Bridgman, and we work with Evangelical Christian Credit Union, and we are here on campus, on our beautiful campus. We're so privileged to be here, and we wanted to talk a little bit to you guys about the Start Young program and godly stewardship and how to incorporate that into your family and with your kids. So Start Young, if you have not heard about it, is actually accounts. It's digital online banking accounts, savings and spending that are the tools that you use as parents, but they are protected for kids so that you can use them as a way to train your kids about godly stewardship. Mm-hmm. And Andrea is a mom, mm-hmm. and we work together. She was a project manager on our team as we developed the program. And so she homeschools. She's got three kids. Mm-hmm. She's going to tell you a little bit about them. And she's got some great tips that I just thought was great to be able to share with some families out there. So tell us a little bit about yourself, Andrea.
Hi there. I'm Andrea, and my husband's name is Doug. We've been married for about 12 years, a little over 12 years. We have, like Vera said, we have three amazing boys, all boys, ages 9, 7, and 4.5. So you can only imagine what my household is like, especially after dinner before bed. And yeah, so that's me and my family. We're just, and I do work full time, and we also, me and my husband, we share the responsibility of homeschooling together. So yeah,
that's a
me.
big feat.
Yes.
So
yeah,
good
always
job.
Busy.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah, definitely.
So okay, so Start Young and godly stewardship. So tell us a little bit about stewardship and how you incorporate that into your parenting and why that's important, and maybe some examples of how you've done that.
Sure. So we are very wanting to develop a biblical worldview for our children, which a big part of that is tithing and those first fruits. And so that's something that is a foundation when we did start giving allowances and other things for our oldest, as well as all the other two that followed. So it's just a way that we truly want to make sure that we instill in them in that foundation as they're beginning to learn and to grow, that it's just something that is automatic and just a part of the way that they think about when they make money, giving back to the Lord, and what that means and why it's important. So something we do focus on.
So when we talk about godly stewardship, mm-hmm. and you know, we have the ability as parents to give them examples through earning money, mm-hmm. through banking, through saving money, spending, all of that. How have you been able to use Start Young and the accounts and the app to incorporate that godly stewardship lessons, mm-hmm. Into everyday living?
It's really been helpful for us. We used to do, before Start Young, we would take the money out of our account or the cash that we had on them that was separated from what they would make on a weekly basis, put it in the envelope and have them walk it down to the offering. They did like that, but they also like seeing it. My older two, I should say, my four-year-old doesn't really get it and he doesn't have a lot of chores.
Yeah.
But he does see the older two. So the older two, what they really like to do is see it actually. I help them, I guide them through how to click it and debit it out of their account on their mobile app. So it's really neat because before it was this cash thing, but now we've connected them to the way most of us do our transaction these days, which is either online or through a credit card, or not credit card, debit card.
Yeah.
So it's really been neat to see them kind of transition to that and actually enjoy it.
Okay, so you mentioned the debit card.
Yes.
So the debit card can be used for kids over 8. Mm-hmm. They can have one on their own. Mm-hmm. And then if they're under 8, mm-hmm. then it's in the parent's name,
right. mm-hmm.
so that they can show them how to use it. Mm-hmm. So tell us about how that works in your household.
It's really cool. My oldest has really loved being able to have a debit card and see his name on it. And just, you know, it just really ties home to him that that's his money that he's earning. The sense of ownership in being responsible with that. And he's so funny. He's like, we take my card? And, you know, he has a wallet, and sometimes we let him hold it if it's, you know, it's. I just like it actually because it's in our control,
yeah.
too, so we can really help them and be safe with it. And he just likes being able to, like, swipe his card. It's got the chip, so then he, you know, puts the card in, and he loves to hear the ding. And then he checks his mobile app to see how fast it takes to come out of his account. And
yep.
So it's really been fun. And for my oldest one, my 7-year-old, yeah, kind of gets it. He kind of likes that right there when you're at the checkout stand. He's not really as into it because he doesn't make as much as my 9-year-old. So,
yeah.
But he still likes to do that too.
So you just mentioned making as much.
Yes.
So that implies that someone's making money.
Oh, yeah.
So how does that work, and what are you doing, and what would you recommend?
Oh, chores, chores, chores.
Okay.
Because I don't like doing the toilets or sweeping the floor unless I have to. I mean, who does? Unloading the dishwasher, taking out the trash. Those are all on the chore list. So we have a few things that are for our oldest, a few things that are for our 7-year-old, and a few things for our 4-year-old.
So give us examples. Like what kinds of things for
not
the 4-year-old?
Not making your bed, not getting dressed. Those things have to happen. Our oldest is responsible for taking out the trash and doing the dishes. And so our middle, he is actually in charge of cleaning the toilets and sweeping. And our youngest, we have him dust and do some other things too. It's funny because we have an, I'm just saying this because we have like a little chore chart and then an extra bin. I really recommend putting notes or papers of extra things that they can earn money for in the bin.
Oh, like incentive.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. And my oldest has been great about whether it's, you know, oh gosh, what's something that's in there? Like deep cleaning the fridge. I put that in there and I put a thing on it and he's like, give me the gloves. He was so excited about it because he wanted something that he didn't have enough money for. And so he was like right in there, getting up there, you know, just cleaning out the fridge. I mean, it's pretty cool.
That is really cool.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's just taken out like all the nagging I used to have to do for the things that they had. Like they're so much more responsive because they know if they don't do their chore chart, they don't see their account online with that money in it on every Friday. So they're really kind of like first thing when they get up in the morning is they make their bed and then they go out and they look at their tablet or ask for it so that they can see, did I get paid or not? You know,
you mentioned too, that they get paid every Friday.
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So you have like a paycheck or mm-hmm. they get to see it in the account?
They get to see it in the account. So we move the money over usually Thursday night.
Okay.
Because we have the chore chart set up so we know how much they've done so that then they wake up. It's kind of like Christmas every Friday.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
That's great.
But it's also not Christmas because Christmas is gifts and these are actually things that they've earned.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like ownership and they're, you know, that's one thing that we tell them is you did a great job this week. Look at all the extra that you put together. And I mean, it's not like $50. You know, it's not these huge amounts, but it to them, it's a huge amount because they've actually earned it by working for it.
Yes,
you know?
Yes.
They're all excited.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's great. Okay, so what about education?
Mm-hmm.
So you homeschool, but mm-hmm. not every mom homeschools.
Yeah.
How has just the concept of banking and mm-hmm. money and mm-hmm. stewardship helped yeah. with just education overall?
I really think that, you know, math, my oldest doesn't struggle with math, but my 7-year-old does, and I'm not sure really about my 4-year-old because he can count to 30, I think, now, so it's pretty good for a 4-year-old. Well, at least I think so. And
that's good.
That's really good, yeah. But my 7-year-old is really struggling with the concept of decimals, 3-digit numbers, but now seeing it online, seeing the debits come out, seeing how it's adding to it, it sparked his curiosity.
Sure.
So then he was more interested. And if I can get them interested in the actual subject that they're learning, it goes a lot easier for me and my husband.
Yeah.
It's not so painful in dragging them out to get the work done. So that's where I think he's really, he's grabbed onto that more than when he had money in his hand, more than when he had the pennies or the nickels or the dollars. He really likes seeing it online. I think because we do purchase a lot of things through Amazon and other things.
Yeah, that's what we do today.
Right. So I think it connected him to that digital part of how he sees things to where actually paying for them. So he got really interested in it.
Yeah. Now, okay, so and we work together, so which is great, which is awesome. We're friends,
too. Yes.
And so when you were the project manager mm-hmm. on this project mm-hmm. and you were working through it, what are some of the things as we designed the products mm-hmm. and the tools that we put in place that you mm-hmm. thought as a parent? Because I know during that process, we were all mm-hmm. thinking about us as parents
right.
and our own children as we designed this.
Yeah.
So what were some of the things that you thought were great or really useful for your own kids and your own parenting?
I think I would say like the tools, just having the ability to be on mobile and to be online and see, and it's also very kid friendly mm-hmm. and in the emails that we get or the communications that we have, I really think that they like seeing their name on it and they like that versus it just being to the parents of, like you get that medical release or something and it's like to the parents of Silas Bridgman. No, they're actually getting it addressed to themselves, which I think that they really like. I like that for them because it teaches them one thing, responsibility, but it's also everybody likes to get something with their name on it, you know? One thing I do like is the parental control, that it wasn't just pushed all on the kids, so that we could walk them through it and see if my 7-year-old, when he's ready for it, you know, or my 9-year-old, he's ready for it. So I think that's where I really liked seeing the development and really, really understanding the parent and the kid's relationship, and just giving the opportunity for the parents to have that. I love that.
Well, one thing that we wanted to do, so this has been great for us to talk to Andrea and to hear some of these practical things that, you know, when you've got real kids here, it's not just an online product, and we're real people too. Mm-hmm. So at ECCU, we are parents, we are Christians, and we really, really care about godly stewardship and design these things and control all of the parental controls that we put in place was with godly stewardship in mind and real kids and real parenting.
Right.
So we're just regular, real people and parents, and we wanted to share that with you and kind of come to life for you for that. So thank you so much for watching, and Andrea, thank you.
Thank you.
We're going to go back to work now.
If you enjoyed this video, you've got to check out Teach Them Diligently 365. Every week, there are even more thorough videos and chats about things that are interesting to you year-round.